Our featured guest this week on Vikings Game Plan is Minnesota Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford, completing 71.2% of his passes, number one in the NFL. He has 14 touchdowns and three interceptions, and a sweet touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph in the victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Rudolph, 6 touchdowns this year, all from you. Nice to have that big body to throw to, right?
Yeah, obviously. Kyle's just one of those guys, like you said, he's a big target. You know, anytime we get in the red zone, you know, we feel like he's kind of a mismatch. If we can get him matched up on some smaller safeties, you know, and he's done a great job just bringing in those catches down there.
You know, Sam, I rattled off 71.2, number one in the NFL for completion percentage. Statistically, with some key stats, you're having your best season as a pro.
Honestly, I really don't think about those much. That's something that when the year's over, you know, I'll go back and look at the tape and, you know, kind of study and look at, you know, what I think I did well and what I need to work on. But, you know, right now it's really just all about winning. That's my focus each week is what can I do to help us win. And I think that's the mindset that you have to have during the year.
You've been here a little more than 3 months now, more so out of the facility, off the field. Do you finally feel like you've settled in?
I do. Me and my wife, we kind of know our way around town now. We don't have to put everything in the maps. I actually know how to get to the team hotel. I know how to get to the stadium from the hotel. It feels a lot more like home now, just being out, being around the people. Everyone's been so nice, so welcoming, and, you know, we've really enjoyed our time here.
There has to be a certain degree of anxiety when you do get traded and you have to figure everything out off the field.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think people realize that we are normal humans and we have a life away from the facility and a life away from football. And so when I got traded here early in the season, I mean, didn't really know but a few people here, didn't know much about the city. But, you know, like I said, I think everyone in the city has been amazing.
Rushes three. Bradford fades to Thielen. Cut right to the end zone. Touchdown!
What do you think about Adam Thielen? What's it like throwing the ball to Adam?
Man, it's awesome. You know, Thielen's been great for us all year. He's just one of those guys. He's so dependable. That's what you love to have on the outside. I always know where he's going to be. He's going to be in the right spot. He's going to be at the right depth. And he's one of those guys, too. If you give him an opportunity to make the play, he's going to make it.
When the head coach says Adam is a sneaky route runner, what do you think he means?
I think he's just one of those guys, like I said, you know, he's a very crisp route runner. He's always in the right spot. But, you know, I think, too, he's one of those guys who he can kind of sneak up on people with his speed. You know, I think sometimes they underestimate just how fast he is until he actually runs by him. So there's some things that he really is kind of deceptively good at.
What about Stephon Diggs? Only in his second year, very good right now, but there's a lot of untapped talent there, right?
Yeah, I mean, Diggs is obviously just one of those guys who's just blessed with a lot of talent and extremely valuable just because we can move him all over the field. You know, he can play outside, he can play inside, and when you have a guy like that and you can move him around and find different ways to get him the ball and feature him, you know, it's really nice.
What do you think would be different for you if Adrian Peterson had played the balance of the season? I mean, you had a snapshot with Adrian in the Green Bay game, then he's gone. Now he might be coming back. What do you think would be different?
You know, it's really hard to say, to be honest. I'd probably imagine you might see a little more play action in the game. You know, it's just tough to tell, to be honest.
Your offensive line has been ever-changing this year due to injury. Has that made it difficult at certain times to have cohesiveness with the entire offense?
I think those guys have done a great job. You know, I don't think they get enough credit for what they've done just because I don't think people realize how hard it is when you've got a different guy in there each week or guys playing a different position, you know, how that affects their communication up front, how it affects their calls and what they've got to make. Those guys continue to battle. You know, I think last week they played one of their best games of the year. I couldn't be more proud of the way those guys have handled the year.
Last couple of games, you've been moving around a lot more. In fact, you had a 16-yard run in the Jacksonville game. Are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely.
Are you becoming a running quarterback?
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know if I'll ever be a running quarterback, but, you know, I think there's just been some opportunities that have, you know, presented themselves in the past couple weeks and reacted and obviously made some positive plays with my legs.
What about when the team gets down by the one? You know, it's had some trouble at times getting in the standard way. You're 6'4". What about you sneaking through left guard, center, right guard, center?
We could talk about that, but obviously we feel like, you know, handing the ball to the other guys, you know, they're better athletes and, you know, we probably have a little better chance of them running it in.